Noah's Flood by Amal Dhoncol. Noah's flood is coming nearer. The city is sinking little by little. Birds flee and water rises on the steps of houses, shops, the post office, banks, statues of our immortal ancestors, temples, wheat sacks, maternity hospitals, the prison gate, the state house, the corridors of fortified barracks. Birds are leaving slowly. Slowly. Geese on the water float. Furniture floats. And a child's toy. And a gasp of a sad mother. Young women on the roofs waver. Noah's flood is coming nearer. Here are the wise men fleeing to the ship, the singers, the prince's horsemen, the usurers, the judges of judges, and his mamluk, the sword-bearer, the temple dancer, she rejoiced when she picked up her wig. Tax collectors, weapons importers, the princess's lover in his radiant, effeminate manner, Noah's flood is coming nearer. Here are the cowards fleeing to the ship, while I was. The city's youth were bridling the unruly horse of the water, carrying water on both their shoulders and racing time. They were building stone dams for themselves, hoping to save the bosom of youth and civilizations, hoping to save the homeland. The master of the ark shouted at me before the advent of quietude, "Escape from a country where the spirit is no longer." I said, "Blessed are those who ate its bread in days of prosperity and turned their back on it in times of adversity. Glory to us, we who have stood, God has obliterated our names, to defy destruction and seek refuge in a mountain that doesn't die. They call it the people. We refuse to flee, and we refuse to wander. My heart, knit with injuries, cursed by commentaries, is resting now on the city's remains, a blossom bland still. After it said no to the ship and loved the homeland."